This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you keep a secret from your partner? And you had very valid reasons why to keep it quiet, and then you finally came clean. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, and I don't like to admit it, but there was a secret that I was keeping from my husband for 4 days, and there was a reason why I wasn't saying much, and I had to come clean, and I came clean about it last night.
Is this something like what frustrated my wife was when my son Noah Bones was in college and he said, I want to surprise mom. I'm going to come home. I'm going to tell her I have like exams I have to study for, but I'm going to come home. And I had to make her stay home and she got mad at me. And it was like, oh, that's why you're telling a little white lie saying we have to stay home today because he showed up. Is that why? Is it something like that? What kind of secret are you keeping?
I want you to guess here.
What?
This is a little group participation. Okay. I'm going to give you multiple choice. There are three things, A, B, or C.
Right.
Which of these was a secret that I was keeping from my husband?
All right.
You can text in, you can call in. Was it A, did I spend thousands of dollars on a secret trip?
Well, I mentioned that.
Was it B,
how much? Okay.
I lost our dog for 3 hours at public land? Was it C, I forgot to do our taxes? A, B, or C, which one do you think
happened? It is tax time.
That I just needed to not reveal right away to Eric. Was it A?
Money you spent?
Did I spend thousands of dollars on a secret trip? Was it B? Did I lose our dog for 3 hours when I'm running her at public land, our hunting dog?
And that dog means a lot to your husband.
Oh, that dog is my husband's pride and joy.
Mm.
That dog, I joke all the time, that dog gets sometimes more affection and attention than I do.
But you do have a collar on, so you can locate her.
Or was it C, did I forget to do our taxes? Sometimes the collars aren't what you think they are.
Okay.
A, B, or C?
What do you think, people?
414-432-1099. Which one of these, because one of them is the answer,
you kept the secret from?
Did I keep from Eric for 4 days? And finally came clean.
You finally told them what happened?
And had to reveal.
Okay. 414-432-1099.
Chris, we're going to go to you. What do you think it was?
The dog. She lost the dog.
Why do you think I lost the dog?
You don't want to tell him because it's his pride and joy. And then you said something about the collar after that. So
she didn't mention details about how the e-collar, the Garmin, sometimes it's delayed and doesn't always work. I understand those details may sound very specific. But don't they say that when people give you a lot of details, it means that they're lying? Because it isn't that.
That's not it.
I did not lose the dog.
I was really going off on that.
I did not lose the dog.
Okay.
And we've got texts here that are saying, C, it could be the taxes. You forgot to do your taxes. Radar, what is your guess? What do you think it is out of the three lies here? One of them is actually the truth. Two of them are a lie. What secret was I keeping from my husband?
One truth, two lies.
Do you
and
think
the
I
truth,
lost
huh?
the dog, or do you think that I forgot to do the taxes,
no,
or you think I booked a trip?
You definitely didn't lose the dog. There's two money ones on here. That's what I was saying before. There's two money ones, so it's got to be one of the money situations. Either you forgot to do your taxes, which I think you probably always know the taxes are coming up. I think you like to surprise your husband with a trip. Yes, you spent a lot of money, but you know, you're always watching the money, and you thought, you know what, we have enough money, we're gonna do this trip, and I'm gonna surprise him with it. It's the trip. It's gotta be the trip.
It's the trip.
Where are we going?
Well,
where are we going?
Well, let me tell you what happened. So over the weekend, I was the MC at the Susan G. Komen Gala.
Yeah.
And they have all these live auction items, and they have these incredible trips that they're auctioning off. And being at that event and being surrounded by so many women that are fighters and warriors battling breast cancer and thinking about like what our family's been through and the fact that I've got this BRCA2 gene and I did all these surgeries, yet there's still these slight risks. I'm living in the moment, and they start to auction off this trip opportunity.
Where is it?
It could be in any one of these destinations. We could go to Brazil, Austria, Greece, Switzerland, Mexico, Indonesia, Vail, Colorado, Lake Tahoe, Sedona, Palm Springs, Venezuela, Spain. All of these options.
Did you just get caught up in the moment?
I totally got caught up in the moment. It's a 7-day trip. You have 18 months to plan it for two.
What?
And I'm like, where's my bidding card?
He's going to ask you. He probably asked you. Eric, your husband probably said, wait a minute. Were you just talking with your hands to someone while this was going on? And they kept saying, okay, the bid's up higher.
Radar, I was the MC of the gala. I was on the microphone. And then at one point, it got to a price range where I'm like, that's actually pretty good. We could be headed to Switzerland or we could be headed to Spain. So I ran to my table and I raised up my bidding,
your bidding card.
And I got it.
I got
the trip for $3,000.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. No, that's not bad for a week-long trip. And I was going to go home that night, and I was so excited to tell Eric, well, my husband has had this eye surgery. And on my way home, I said, hey, great night. Can't wait to tell you about it. He texted me and said, hey, having a really rough night with my eyes.
Uh-oh.
I'm in bed. Kind of have a little bit of a headache from all the squinting. Really don't want to talk. Okay. So I didn't tell him that night.
You didn't say anything.
So then Saturday, I was going to tell him in the morning. His eyes weren't doing great, and he wasn't in, like,
so you
that
held off again.
Kind of mood. So then Sunday, and my sister was at the gala with me, and I said, hey, Rachel, Eric doesn't know yet.
Don't say anything. Yep.
I'm going to tell him. Sunday, I was going to tell him. Well, we had kind of a family situation with a family member, not Eric or I, that kind of came up and needed some time and attention, and it just wasn't the best time. So last night, we're laying in bed. And I'm just like rubbing his chest. And I said, hey, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go?
And did he think something was up?
No, he's just like, well, I don't know. I know we're waiting to see if we're going to go to Ireland. The Packers might, you know, go to Ireland for our 10-year anniversary trip. I said, yeah. I said, but we've already been to Ireland. Anywhere else you want to go? And he's like, well, I'd really like to go to Lake Tahoe. Well.
Guess what?
Guess what I did. So we're laying in bed and he said, wait, what? What? How much? And I said, it's for Susan G. Komen. It's for charity. And he's like, okay, wait, so when is this happening? I said, we don't know yet. We can pick the destination.
You got 18 months to plan it.
Well, anyways, okay, you're going to go to bed. I'm going to show up in the shower. And that was the conversation.
Now he's sitting there going, wait, I got to rethink this Lake Tahoe thing. Wait a minute. We can go anywhere.
Because you have the option to go anywhere.
Anywhere.
What a great prize pack. Yes, you really could pick. There's like 20 different destinations you could pick from.
That's so cool.
Not something
nice.
I would normally do, but I was caught up in the moment. And that's why, and you see why I didn't tell him right away. There were other things going on. I needed him to be in the right headspace to hear.
So you kept the secret for a while.
Yes.
BT Dubs, we're leaving tomorrow. That would have been my next thing.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.